Right. A bit of a rachmanis on you today, Nachum. Under the weather, come on, Shalom.
For Shalom.
Amen. Shreach, the brachas. So we saw on Daf Mem on the base, the Mishnah said that there is something called Noivlois. And Noivlois, the Mishnah says, is Chayev and a brocha. Which brocha? Shahakil Nir Bedvarim. There became a discussion, what exactly is Noivlois? So one opinion said it is overcooked dates. And the other opinion says, no, it isn't. It is dates that have fallen off the tree. The wind has blown them off the tree. That was the machlokes. So the discussion, let's go from the Gemara again. Va'al ha-noivlois. My noivlois, says the Gemara. First word on the line, horez. My noivlois. Reb Zeira v'Rabbi Lo. Chad Omar bushli kamra. One opinion says it's bushli kamra, which means burnt or overcooked dates. V'chad Omar tamrid azika. It is, zika means wind. The word zika means wind. So tamrid azika means winded dates. In other words, dates that have been blown off by the wind. Those are the two opinions. Says the Gemara, Tanan, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Kol Shehu Min Klala, Ein Mavorachin Olov. We learned in our Mishnah that anything which is a Min Klala, you don't make a bracha. Now remember, what was initially mentioned in that first list? Three things. Chometz, Goivai, and Noivlos. Mm-hmm. Now, someone here, I think Rav Nachum asked, maybe Rav Nachum, or Nachum, somebody asked a question, which is an important question. We'll see you next time. The Rosh discusses this, that how does a person eat chometz? You don't drink vinegar anyway. If you remember, we had a discussion early on in the Perek. There's a Mishnah that says you make a bracha of Bari Pri Ha'etz on Shemen. And the Gemara had a whole discussion. What do you mean? A person doesn't eat Shemen. It's mazik you. And if you have Shemen as a flavoring, then it's the toffel. So you don't make a bracha on anyway. So Monoshach, what's the case? Either it's damaging, and if it's not, it's probably the toffel. So what's going on? So that is a question that L'chayra needs to be asked also with regard to chometz. What does it mean on chometz you say shahakol? Nobody sits down and drinks a cup of vinegar. When might you have vinegar, let's say, as a flavoring to a salad? But again, you don't make a bracha on anyway, it's the toffel, so what's going on? That's a fair question. We'll have to discuss that. Either way, Rabbi Yehuda responded, and he said that no, all of these three on the list are a min klala, and therefore you don't make a bracha on them at all. Now, says the Gemara, Bishloima, if you tell me that what? Lamand on bushli kamra, according to the opinion it says that noivlois is overburnt dates, then I understand why it's called a minklola. Hainu de korilo minklola. So I understand it's a minklola. It is a minklola. Why? Something has gone disastrously wrong. You were cooking your dates and it became burnt. That's a minklola. Elo lamand on tamri de zika, my minklola. If it got blown off by the wind, why is that a min klala? I mean, the wind blew it off.
Before they ripened.
Oh, could be. Could be. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says a one-word answer. You're quite right. It is not a min klala. And when Rabbi Yehuda said that these lists are a min klala, ashara. What does it mean, ashara?
What's
going
ones?
On the other ones. In other words, goivai and chomet, something that's gone off, fermented. That's a min klala. But in the case of dates that have fallen off a tree, that is not a min klala. Doesn't feel like it's blowing any colder. Maybe it is. You feel colder?
Nope.
Brumé, you know how to do the salad? It's blowing something. Zika. Tamrid de Zika. Says the Gemara, this is where actually we left off last time, Ikka da Omri. Some have the whole question and answer in a slightly different text, and it goes like this. Ikka da Omri. Bishloima leman da Omar bushli kamro. Bishloima, according to the opinion that it got overcooked. Hainu demavor chinon olayu shahakoil. Elo leman da Omar tamri de zika shahakoil? Question mark. Boyre priho eitz mi boyele levruchi. In other words, we're definitely firing a question at the opinion that says it's Tamra Dezika. But what was that question? So the first text, the first Ikka da Omri said the question was, why'd you call it a minklala? Ikka da Omri, that's not the discussion. The discussion is, bichlal, why are you making a bracha of shahakol? Why making a bracha of shahakol? Now, bishloima, if it is overcooked dates, then do we understand that he's making shahakol? Yes.
Downgrade.
Yeah.
Because it's a downgrade, exactly. But if it blew off, what's downgraded about it? Same date on the tree as off the tree. So why are you making shahakol? You should make ha'etz. Says the.
It's on the floor. It's dirty. It's.
And that's not called a downgrade unless you say it'll be squashed. So let's have a look. Again, Ikka da Omri. Some say, Bishlema demand Oma Bushli Kamra, Hainu de Mavorchin on Olayu Shahakoil. That's why I'm making a bracha of Shahakoil. Elo Lemand Omar Tamri de Zika Shahakoil? Question mark. Surely, Borir Priho Eitz, Mi Boile Le Baruchi. Surely the required bracha should really be Borir Priho Eitz, says Rashi. Boyre priho eitz boyle baruchi shaharei loy nishtanu lekilkul. What does that mean, loy nishtanu lekilkul? They haven't changed for the worse. Bishleima, if you hold it's bushli de kamri, that's changed for the worse. It used to be very nice, edible, pleasant tasting dates, and they got burnt, so now they're not so pleasant. Remember we discussed last time, obviously we're talking about it's still edible. It's completely burnt to a crisp, then obviously wouldn't make a bracha at all. But it's nishtanu lekilkul, so if it's downgraded, and the bracha gets downgraded as well, from ha'etz to shahakol. But if it's a date that fell off the tree, you should be making the same bracha. What's going on? Elo! So we know the Elo rule. Elo teaches us that there must be some backtracking. Elo, you're quite right. Rather, this is now the correct version. Benoivlois stoma. Whenever it says the word noivlois stoma, what does that mean, stoma?
Without any
addition. It just says the word noivlois, like in our Mishnah. It didn't say it's a particular type of noivlois, it just said the word noivlois. So the Gemara says, noivlois stoma, you're quite right. Kula alma loy pligi de bushla kamra ninhu. They are definitely bushla kamra. It's true we had a machloikas, whether noivlois are bushli kamra or tamra dezika. That's not referring to our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah, what type of noivlois are we talking about? Noivlois tam? Noivlois tam, the definition is definitely overcooked dates. And that's the elo. That's a backtracking. Why is it a backtracking? Because until this point, we understood that there's actually a machloikas how to learn the Mishnah. Is it overcooked dates or dates that are blown off the tree? The Gemara says, Elo, no. Rethink. There is no machloikas whatsoever about the Mishnah.
What does it make sense that it's from a
So therefore now, both questions have been answered. Yeah. Number one, you understand why it's a minklala. We don't have to say a doichik anymore, that no, minklala is only going on the other cases. It's going on everything, number one. Number two, we also understand why the bracha is shahakoil, because we're not talking about dates that are blown off. So where did this whole dates blowing off theory come from? Where was it coming from? So the Gemara says, ki pligi. Do you know when there's a machloikis? Benoivlois tomorrow. There is something called date noivlois. Now, even though our Noivlos in the Mishnah is also made up of dates, but it's not called that for whatever reason. So it turns out there's two types of Noivlos. There's Noivlos Stam, and that's the subject in our Mishnah, and that definitely means overcooked dates. And then there are Noivlos Tamra, date Noivlos. That is the subject of Machlokes. What does it mean, Noivlos Tamra? Is Noivlos Tamra overcooked dates as well, just like Noivlos Stam? Or is this a special term which is used for dates that have fallen off a tree? But that's only a discussion with regard to Noivlos Tamra. But Noivlos Stam, no machlokes, no discussion, all opinions agree. What does it mean? Overcooked Noivlos, overcooked dates. Simple as that. And as you mentioned, that's why we understand very well. Firstly, it is a min klola, and we also understood that's why you make a bracha of shahakrov, could definitely be downgraded. So again, says the Gemara, keep ligi, when are we having a discussion, or when was there a discussion as to whether Noivlos is overcooked dates or dates that have fallen off a tree? That's not Noivlos Stam, that's Noivlos Tamra. Detanan. Because we have a Mishnah, and we'll see in this Mishnah that the word Noivlos Tamra is mentioned. Otherwise, whoever told you there's two types of Noivlos? Now Mishnah says Noivlos Stam. Where does it say this phrase of Noivlos Tamra? It says Tamra, I'll demonstrate it to you. The Tanan. We have a Mishnah. This Mishnah appears in Demai. Now we have to remind ourselves of the basic principle of Demai. What is Demai? The word Demai means, it's short for, it's on Aramaic, Do-Mai. Demai, Do-Mai. Literally translated, Do, this, Mai, what is it? We don't know, when you buy food from an Am Haaretz, whether he's maisered it or not. Now, we have to know, mustn't make a mistake over here. Chazal tell us that roiv people, even if they're Amoratzin, do take maestros. In which case, if you go with a roiv, certainly, min ha-Torah, it's perfectly permissible to eat. However, because there is a miut that don't take maestros, so Chazal said that you have to now take maestros again.
Wasn't the whole out of concern? The term Amoratz specifically referred to those people who didn't know how to take trumas and maestros?
No. Amoratz is a general phrase. People who are less proficient in halacha. But even Amoratzim, doesn't matter. Al piroi, they do take trumas and maestros. They may not. Therefore, Chazal said that you should do it again. Because of that, because it's only a halacha midrabbonon, it's not a real concern. Nobody told us that 80% of Amoratzim don't take maestros, or even 50-50. No! 80% jolly well do take maestros, only 20% that don't. So it's only a dindrabbonon. Because it's only a dindrabbonon, therefore there were some circumstances where Chazal were meikel, because the whole thing's only a drabbonon to start off with. So here, and this is what the subject of this Mishnah is, there is a lengthy list of those peiros that Chazal were meikel, and they said you do not need to take maestros from. And that's what it means, hakalin shebedemai. What does hakalin mean from the word kal? Meikel. What is the list, the definitive list, of those peiros where Chazal were meikel? Now let's look at Rashi before we begin the list. Hakalin Shabbat Zemai, says Rashi, Peirois Shehekilu Chachomim. The fruits that Chachomim were mekel, Budmai Shalohen, with regard to their Zemai. What does it mean they were mekel? I.e., says Rashi, Shehaloikchon. Anybody who purchases them, me'am ha'aretz, ein tzorich la'asron. You don't have to meister it. Elu hein, and these are they. Now, what's going to be the common denominator between all this list?
Little value.
their little value. What is the concern that Amoratzim won't take Maestras? It's not because of lack of knowledge. Rather because we're choshesh that what?
They don't want to lose
money. That they won't want to take Maestras because they lose money. Because it's expensive. Which, by the way, if you think about it, is a tremendously important hashkofa. We're going to say that if we're dealing with cheap fruits, if you take Maestras, it doesn't really affect your pocket, then it's safe to assume that Amoratzim took Maestras. So clearly, the important fact over here is not their knowledge or lack of. So why are we calling the guy an Amoratzim? Let's call him Russia. He's a Russia, he wants to save money. If he doesn't save money because it's a cheap fruit, then he'll do it. He's a Russia. He only does mitzvahs when they're cheap, and he doesn't lose a bit. You ask him to pay 500 shekel for a lulav. No, no, don't do that. It's too expensive. So the answer must be that it's Ha B'Ha Talia. Apparently, an Amoretz is the one who's suspect on being a Russia. Lack of knowledge, even though in this particular area, we're not saying that he doesn't have he has a lack of knowledge. But if generally, he's not somebody who's steeped in Torah, and he's the type of person whom we suspect, therefore, is more concerned about his money than about his mitzvahs. So this is now going to be the list. Let's look back in the Gemara. To Tanan. Hakalin Shebedmai. What are the kalin? What are the fruits that Chazal will make when it comes to Dmai? So this is the list. Let's go slowly. Hashitin. Vaharimin, Vahoizradin. So what are Shitin, Rimin, Vahoizradin? So look at Rashi. Hashitin She'enon Chashuvim. They're fruits which are not Choshuv. Ve'ein Am Ha'oretz Chosh Aleihem. Therefore, the Amoretz is not concerned about them. Mila Astron. He's not concerned about maestering them. Why? Because even if he does, it doesn't cost him so much because they're not that Choshuv in the first place. So, Shitin, Vahorimin, Vahorizradin. All of these apparently are examples of non very Choshuv fruits. Benois Shuach Ubenois Sikmo. So how does the right art scroll translate? It doesn't. Okay. The Gufanin Venitzpe. The Gemara will see shortly will define most of them. The Gemara will define some of them. The Noivlois Tomorrow. There it is. Is in the list. End of list. Now we'll see, the Gemara will go through one by one what was the definition of all of those various fruits. But clearly what appears there in the list?
Novlois.
Novlois. And it's not called Novlois, it's called Novlois Tomorrow. Now, here comes the question. Why, when you're dealing with Novlois Tomorrow, do you not have to take Maestras?
Makes sense if they're burned. They're
so if we're talking about they're burned, then I understand. Because they've really become not very chashu. Who's interested in burnt food? Doesn't cost much. So therefore, I don't mind being maestering them. But if we're talking about that they fell off the tree, and again, we haven't mentioned yet anything about them being trampled on or being squashed. If you remember, the Gemara even asked a question. It falls off the tree. The bracha should still be Borei Pri Ha'etz. The Gemara is clearly assuming, apparently, that they're not trodden on. So why are they not choshev? Why would you not have to take? Why would you not have to take my sister? Can't be. No, again, then you would have made a bracha shahakel on them. The Gemara says the bracha is ha'itz. Ha'itz says shahakel. The Gemara says you're right. We're not talking about fell off the wind. It's talking about bushli the camera. And the mission is no machlokes. If they fall off the tree, the Gemara maintained that the bracha is ha'et, so clearly has not been downgraded. If it has not been downgraded, why shall I not take ma'isas from it then? So we'll see shortly. So let's now look in the Gemara, stage by stage. What are these various things? Says the Gemara, shisin. What is shisin? Now is the first one mentioned on this list. Omar Rabba Ba'achana, Omar Bi'echnan, min te'enim. It's a certain type of fig. Until now we've been dealing with dates. It's a certain type of fig. Okay. Next on the list was rimin. Rimin is candy. Is the way out school translated?
Yeah.
Date-like fruit, okay.
I'm sorry, that is candy. Yeah, candy.
Next one, ho'izradin, that was the third one mentioned on the list. That is tulshi. Rashi says tulshi, kulmashi. What's kulmashi? I don't know. Benois suach, that was also mentioned on this list. What is that? Omar Rabba Chan Rabbi Yechanan, te'eni chivrita. It's also a type of fig. Chivrita normally means white. A white fig. Okay. Benois sikma, that was also mentioned in that list. Omar Rabba Chan Rabbi Yechanan, duvli. What duvli? Also a type of fig. Gufanin, that was the next one mentioned in the list. The third last. Shilhi gufni. What does that mean, shilhi gufni? Look at Rashi. Anovim stavonios. What does that mean, stavonios?
Fall.
In the fall.
Late harvest.
So what does it mean? Overripe grapes?
Late season grapes.
So apparently again, I guess they've become overripe and overdone. So therefore they're not chosh.
The interesting case is late season grapes which do not fully mature.
Ah, late season means they develop late. Right, okay. Nitzpeh is porcho.
Caper
that we learnt early on in the perk. Now, Noivlo is tomorrow, that's what's negeir to us. That's where there was a machloikus. Revi Lov, Reb Zera, Chadoma Bushli Kamara, Chadoma Ritumra Dezika. So, we quoted the right quote, but just in the wrong context. Meaning, there was definitely a machloikus between Reb Zera and Revi Lov. Whether Noivlois are Bushli de Kamra or Tamra de Zika, but we quoted it out of context because it was not referring to our Mishnah, because that's Noivlois Stam. That's definitely Bushli de Kamra. Rather, it's referring to this Mishnah in Demai, which is not Noivlois Stam, it's Noivlois tomorrow. So now, we have to work out for ourselves, like we said before, so why were they Makel when it comes to Demai? Now we're going to see the Gemara is actually going to ask the exact opposite question. There is a principle, a very important principle. Hefka is potter from Trumas and Maestras. Halacha Maestra. Hefka is potter from Trumas and Maestras. When a date falls off the tree, it becomes Hefka. If we're talking about that it dropped in the middle of the street. In which case, there is a problem over here. If we're dealing with hefka, so why must you tell me a chidush with regard to demai? What's demai always? Demai is a suffix. I don't know whether maizos have been taken or not, but one second, if it's hefka, then even if it is vadai, you also don't take trumas or maizos because it's hefka.
Vadai, I can understand. Suffolk, I can't understand. Who would have taken Trumas and Maestras?
No, you don't need to. It's Hefka.
I understand. But who would have? Why would you even have a Hava mean it to think that someone might have taken Trumas and Maestras?
No, the Gemara will walk that anyway.
What do you mean?
Well, if it falls to the ground, basically, you know, even if it's still, say it's not Hefker, and therefore the Balabais does not have been taken because he hasn't finished the
book. Maybe somebody meisted it now after you took it, after it fell off the tree. The question is, but there's no chiv to meister it, even if it vadai has not had trumus or meisters because of Hefker. That's the Gemara's question. Now, the Gemara says, I don't understand. Third bottom line. It's all fine and well according to the opinion that says that what?
Overcooked.
That we're dealing with overcooked dates. Then I understand. Hainu diktoni, that's why it is stated, quote unquote, hakalin shebedamai, quote unquote, because demai always by definition means it's a suffix. So I understand very well. Sfeikon Hudapata. The reason why we're being makel is because it's a suffix. Hovadon. But if it vada, if it definitely has not had trumus or maisis taken from it, then jolly well chayev. That makes good sense. El olamando amatamri dezikin. But according to the opinion that says we're dealing with dates that have fallen off the tree. Vadon chayev? Question mark. Why would I take from vadai? That's the implication of it. Is that I can be makel because it's a suffix. Ah, but vadai you be chayev? Why? Hefker ninu. It's hefker. And hefker is potter. An example of this, by the way, would be in Shmita. If you go into somebody's field on Shmita and you take a fruit, you do not have to take trumas or maisers.
Why are we saying that the wind blows
are hefker? It fell off the floor.
It fell off
in
his yard.
No, whose yard?
The guy who owns the tree.
So then you can't take it then, Michal. Why did you take it then? It's the Balabais.
Obviously, the Balabais. So the Balabais, what was it? Oh, no, we're dealing with the case of Samai.
Yeah, I got it from my. The Amorites is the owner of the tree. Now I found it in the street. So why am I taking maestros even if it would be a vadai? Surely it's Hefker, like I said. If you enter somebody's field in Shmita, like many people did 5 years ago, Estrogin, pick your own Estrog. Estrog has to have trumas and maestros taken from it. But not during Shmita, because Hefker. Potter. Says the Gemara, Hocha b'maya skinon. Do you know what we're talking about over here? She'oson goyren. What does it mean, she'oson goyren? You made it into a goyren. Mean, if I take something from Hefker and I just eat it like that, potter from trumas and maestros. But if I take something from Hefker and instead of just eating it, I form it as part of a pile, I bring it into my storehouse, then, at least if it's a vadai, you chayev take trumas and maestros. Says the Gemara, why? The Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Because Rabbi Yitzchak said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Meshumer Beloz Ben Yaakov, Haleket Vashikcha Vahapeya. Now those are all great examples of, and therefore they're all Hefka. So therefore, when an Oni goes into the field to take the leket, the shikcha, the peya, does not have to take trumas or maisers. Why not? Because it's all Hefka. However, Rabbi Yitzchak taught us, in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Sha'oson Goyren. If indeed you made them into a Goyren, what does that mean? You formed them into a whole pile, then Huk V'u L'maisa. Then they become established for Maisers, even though initially they were Hefka. And let's see Rashi. Rashi adds one very important word. Ho vadai. The implication was the only reason you're pot is because it's a suffix. Ve'im yodua shaloi ufresh mehen maisa. If it is known as a vadai, the maisas have not been taken, then the implication is that you are chayev. Why? Surely it's hefka. The answer is sha'osan goyrim. Ha'oni, either the poor man, in the case of leket shikhan peo, Oy, Misha Lokton, or the guy who picked it, Hamid Mehen, he stood from then, Aremas Kri, a pile. So, Aleket Vashikra Vapeha. Again, Afal Pishep Turin Minha Maisa.
even though they are potter from Maisa. Why? As we mentioned before, because they are all hefka, but locked on oni. If an oni came to pick them for us on goyren, hukvu lemaisa. Rashi has a very important word, midrabanan.
This halach of hukvu lemaisa, when you make it into a goyren, is not minatayu. Mirhatayra. Once something is hefka, then it is potter from trumas umaisras under all circumstances. But when you make it into a goyra, it means I make it into an official pile rather than just picking it up and eating it, then midrabanan you chayv to eat trumas umaisras. Why? Says Rashi. The man, the chozi, because the person who sees what's going on, sovar shetvuois karkoi, he'll think this is produce from his land. Normally, under ordinary circumstances, what's the normal process? A person has karka in which he grows tvua, so he forms it into a pile and then takes maestras and eats them. Hefka, you walk along the street and you find this date, you pick it up and you eat it. But if I now form it into a pile, so what will people say? People won't know it's hefka. What will they say? So you're sitting in your pile, in your field. I say, oh, this is all part of the field produce. So what's going on? Why not taking trumas from maestras? So therefore, midrabanan you have to take trumas from maestras. But minatayu or not.
If he forms it to go in the person, we're right on the spot, as opposed to getting to bring it home and making it do
wherever. Whenever I see something which is formed as a pile, that looks much more formal. And I say, this obviously wasn't just picked up in the street. This apparently was grown in his field. So there's a chashash, Mara saying.
Is making it into a pile literal, or is it a metaphor for collecting a bunch of fruits and put them in your sack and taking them home?
No, it is literal.
So if I take them in my sack, take them home,
and then eat them one by one, it's no problem. If I make it into a pile, because that becomes one of the big stages of Tvua, Miruach, and Kri, make it into a pile, then it looks like my own officially homegrown tools.
Is this Mishnah with these items listed, is that exclusive, or is it just representative?
Might be representative.
So then you can say, why did a case of windblown dates could be any other thing windblown also? The concept is.
Yeah. Says the Gemara in conclusion, Hikadomri. Some have a slightly different version of events, and they said that actually there is a big problem over here. Bishloime lemandomar. Tamri de Zika, all of a sudden Tamri de Zika is in better shape. Until now we've been attacking Tamri de Zika. Now all of a sudden Tamri de Zika is the one who's in the box seat. Why? Hainu, that's why Dahoch over here, Kori Le Noivlois Stoma, for us, I'm over there, Kori Le Tomorrow, Noivlois Tomorrow. What did the Mishnah, our Mishnah, call Noivlois? Stam. And in Demai, it called it?
Tomorrow.
So if you hold that Noivlois Stam is Tamri de Zika, then I understand very well why it's got two different names, because it's really referring to two different things. Noivlois Stam is what? The overburnt tomorrow. And Noivlois Tomorrow is the wind blowing off. So two words, two phrases for two different things. But El Olaman Doma Bushli Kamra. If you hold that the words Noivlois Stoma means Bushli Kamra, then what's going on? Then what's the difference between Noivlois Stam and Noivlois Tomorrow? They're both Bushli de Kamra. Why the change of phrase? Nisni, surely we should state, Idi ve'idi, both of them, Noivlois Tomorrow, or Idi ve'idi, Noivlois Stam. I don't mind which one, but be consistent. So why are you calling it different things in different places? Says the Gemara Kasha, you're quite right. Unresolved. So if it's unresolved, it seems to be that the maskana of the Gemara is what is the real translation of Noivlois Tomorrow
It can't mean bushli kamra. It must be tamra dezika, the ones that the wind blew off. Because if it would really be bushli kamra, then that's exactly the same as novloi stams. Why are you calling it different things? Why do you sometimes call it novloi stam? You sometimes call it something else. What's going on? It's all exactly the same things. Why is it two different phrases? Whereas, according to the opinion that no, novloi stam is overburnt dates, and novloi stama is dropped off dates, well, then it makes very good sense. Why is it two different phrases? Because two different things. Then it makes good sense. Rabbi Yaakov. Shall we score? Okay, end of sugya. Now, let's just make a start to the next sugya, although there are one or two points that we need to see on the old sugya. If you have a Rosh, those who have a Rosh, you can turn to the Rosh. The Heilige Rosh. Have a look at the Rosh. You have a Rosh in the back of your Gemara? I'm sure you have.
Is there?
In most Gemaras they have Rosh. In yours for sure they have it. On page 52. Which is that? Okay, so we'll see. Yes, have a look before. It should be before if it's there at all. Before?
No.
Okay, you don't have it. Fine. So you're headless.
Okay.
No Rosh.
What number is it?
Chav Gimel. Simul Chav Gimel. Beis Hashem, bli neda, I'll put out a Mar Mokoymus sheet for next time and we'll see it inside properly. But the Rosh asks the question that we discussed before, going back to the Mishnah. What's the case of Chaymetz that you make a Bracha Shakol? Who in the world drinks Chaymetz? Now, the way he asks the question is interesting. If you look, have you got Simul Chav Gimel? First word on the line is about 8 lines from the bottom, Toymar. V'im Toymar. You have it? First word on the line, Toymar. Second last narrow line. V'im Toymar. Heichi mevarchinon al hachaymetz. How on earth can you make a bracha on vinegar? Now listen to the way he asks it. Ha'omrinon beperek basra de Yuma. It says in the Gemara in Yuma that if somebody drinks chaymetz on Yom Kippurim, potter. So what can I deduce from there? If you drink it on Yom Kippur and you're potter, it must be. So it's not achila, it's not considered food. Okay. Ula'el, I'm now reading the end of the first wide line. Ula el in the flamed vav gab a pilpuli yabeshto mashvinon brocha liyom kippurim. We had a Gemara early on in the perek that compares brochas to yom kippurim. In other words, at the same standards. If it's not considered food with regard to yom kippur, then it's also not regarded food for brochas. So the Rosh is now making 101. It's two. I've got a Gemara that says that if you eat chaymetz and Yom Kippur, you're potter. I've got another Gemara that says that brochas and Yom Kippur is the same, so put one and one together. What do you arrive at? It must be that if you drink chaymetz, you don't make a brocha, because you're also not chayv in Yom Kippur. That's why I'm here, so you make a brocha. What's going on? So the answer must be, and he refers us back to the Shemen Gemara, because we had the exact question there with Shemen, like I mentioned before. It says you make Borei Pri or Eitz on Shemen. How can that be? Nobody drinks a cup of Shemen. If you do, it's damaging. What are you going to suggest? No, it's a little bit of sprinkling of Shemen on my salad, but then you don't make a bracha anyway. Why not? Because it's the tofel. So for the same is going to be over here as well. If I drink a cup of chaymetz, will the guy get damaged? It's mazik, don't make a brocha. You put on Yom Kippur. And if you add a bit of chaymetz to the salad, then it'll be a tofel.
So if you remember, what was the final answer with regard to Shemin? I told my son he had a sore throat, and he's drinking Shemin with anigroin, where in fact Shemin was the prime ingredient of what you're eating. Normally when you have a salad and you add Shemin, the reason why the Shemin is there is not because you want to eat Shemin, you want to eat salad. Happens to be you want the salad to have a nice taste. That's called Tofel and Ikka. But in the case of anigroin, when the person had a sore throat, he actually wants to have Shemin. Now it happens to be you can't down a cup of Shemin, like we said before, so you add other ingredients to it. But what's the Ikka?
Shemin.
So we're going to have to say the same is true over here with Chometz. Oh, that we discussed last time. That was a big discussion then. What type of refuah? Maybe yeah, maybe net. If you enjoy it, then yes.
And not cherry syrup. Well, of course, that's one thing. But
so that was the discussion. So that's the basic content of this Rosh. As I mentioned, I want to see it inside and learn it all together. So therefore, Bli Neder, we will print it on a sheet, and on Thursday morning, we will learn it together. That's going to be the basic teretz. Either we're talking about diluted chometz, watered down chometz. That's going to be one suggestion. Alternatively, I'm having it for medicinal purposes in a manner that I have hanah, like you said. And we learn these halachas. You know, we saw the Mishnah Berurah. If you have refuah and you don't have hanah from it, like a regular medicine which has no taste to it, you do not make a bracha. But if it's a nice strawberry syrup flavored akamol for children, then you make a bracha. It's got a nice taste. And that's what we're dealing with. But otherwise, in regular circumstances, you can't make make a bracha on chometz. It's not food. How do I know it's not food? From the Gemara in Yom Kippur. Because in Yom Kippur, if you drink chometz, you're potter. Okay, we will come back to that mishnah next time. Let's just make a start the next sugya, which is a very big sugya, just for a couple of minutes. Hoyu lefonov minin harbe. I'm not sure if we did the top Rashi. Bishloim alaman d'oma noivlois de demai is really referring to tamra de zika, on the other hand, comma. The noivlois de masnisin or kimna we've already established is talking about bushli kamra, so it's two separate things, and it's great. Hai nudach, that's why over here in the Mishnah of demai, koral noiv is tomorrow. Ubamasnisin in our Mishnah Tanan Noivlo Istoma, that's why it's called different things, because it really is referring to different things. Fine. Now, remember we said in the Mishnah, if you have various different minim, the Tanakama said, do you make a bracha on the Bari Prioids on the Shiva Sam Minim? Rabbi Yehuda says, no, whatever you like.
The other way around?
Rabbi Yehuda says, if there's a min Shiva, you make a bracha on a min Shiva, and the Chachamim Mukhailak, and they said, no, any min. Omar Ula. Machloikes b'shebirkoiseihen shavois. The machloikes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim is only when the broch is the same for all of them. The Rabbi Yehuda savar min shiva odif, v'rabbonon savri min chaviv odif. What does that mean? When it says Eizem Mehen Sheyiritzer, what does it mean Sheyiritzer?
Whichever one you want.
Anyone that you prefer. So now we have, and this very much brings us back to the sugi we learnt last Zman, that when you have a clash within the same brocha, but you have various standards. One's Shiva Saminim, one's Chovid. Remember we had Sholeim, Godel, all types of different standards. Says the Gemara Ula, that's the machlokes over here as well. According to Rabbi Yehuda, what trumps everything else? Shiva Saminim. That automatically gives a chashivus. Whereas according to the Chachamim, that's eclipsed by Chaviv. So presumably, if there would be no Chaviv, what does it mean no Chaviv?
Yeah.
I don't necessarily prefer one or the other. The Chachamim would jolly well agree. Shiva Saminim. In other words, they never said that Shiva Saminim doesn't give it importance. It does. We just hold that there's something else which is more important, but if that other factor doesn't exist, then you go back to the factor number one.
And if there was not a Shiva Saminim, Rabbi Yehuda would agree.
Might well agree. The Chobav is Adif, quite right. Says Rashi,
Basha birkoisehen shavois. If the brachas are all equal, kagoin, zeisim v'tapuchim. You have olives and apples, for example, the tarvayu bor prihoetz. In both cases, the brachas bor prihoetz, ubo liftoir es shtehen. Now you are coming to exempt both of them, the brocha achas, then that's our discussion. Do you say that Shir Saminim wins the day? Or Chaviv Adif, Eze Sheyiritza, quote unquote, Damas Nisin, that phrase of Eze Sheyiritza in our Mishnah, Es HaChaviv Olav Mashma, the implication of the one that he wants, if you remember, the Loshen of Eze Mem Sheyiritza, the Chachamim chose their Loshen very carefully. What could they have said? They could have merely argued with Rabbi Yehuda, and they could have said, no, Eiza Mehen, anyone. But they didn't, they added one word. Which word? Sheyiritze. Anyone that you want. That's what Rashi says. Ah, that you want. In other words, it's desirable for you. It's chaviv. So therefore, that's our basis for suggesting that they didn't just argue with Rabbi Yehuda because they dispensed with his opinion. They argued with Rabbi Yehuda because they say that chaviv wins the day. Says the Gemara, Avol b'she'ein birkoisein shavois. But what happens if the brachas are different? Therefore, I'm not trying to exempt one with the other. One is a ho'etz and one is a adoma. So then, divrei ha'koil, everybody would agree, mevorech al zeh, v'choizor mevorech al zeh. Then you certainly make a bracha on one and then make a bracha on the other. So our Mishnah is talking about where I'm only making how many brachas?
One.
So if I'm only making one bracha, therefore that becomes a discussion. Which one should you make a bracha on? But if I'm making two brachas, then you've got to make two brachas and there's no discussion.
From more specific to more general. From more specific to more general. In other words, the shahak will be the last of them.
That's a different shayla. Yeah, that's a different shayla. What the order is, that's not our discussion for the moment. We're discussing not what order, but rather how many. What do you make a bracha on? Well, if they are different brachas, so what do you make a bracha on? Both. Now you've got a different question. What's the order of the brachas? That's a different discussion. That's not our shaila for the moment. So again, if I have an olive, in the case of Rashi, if I have an olive and an apple, so I'm only ever going to make one bracha, because they're both bar priyot. There's no tzad in the world you make two bar priyot. So what's the discussion? I'm going to make bar priyot anyway, and it's only going to be one bracha. So where should that one bracha, on which fruit should it be made? So that's why I have a machlekes. Either Shiva Saminim, the Zayis, or the one which is Chaviv, which is the Tapuach. But if I have a Zayis and a banana, so you can't ask a question now, on which one do you make a bracha? What do you mean? On both. One is Ha'etz and one is Adoma. As you mentioned, Rabbi Nachman, I'll have a different shayla. Obviously, I've got to make two brachas. Now the question is, which one is first? That's a different shayla. Says Rashi. Now we're only going to learn half of this Rashi, first half. Avol, on the second white, second narrow line, b'she'ein b'rkoisein shovois, then divrei ha'koil, then everybody would agree that what? You make a bracha on one and then on the other. Ein bracha achas poitraton. There is no single bracha that one size fits all. There's no bracha that patters everything. Therefore, v'shuv ein kan machleikas. Well, after that, there's no machleikas anymore. So the whole machleikas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is only when the bracha is the same. And I'm only making one bracha, and the question is, which fruit should be the lucky one? But if I'm making two separate brachas, so obviously I've got to make two separate brachas, no machlokes. Now, frek Rashi Akasha. V'afal gav de tanan. Didn't we learn in a Mishnah quite recently that Bireich al peiros ha'ilon boirei priho adoma yotza? Question mark. If you make on a zayis, for example, Bari Pri Adoma, what's the halacha? You yotze, why? Because it comes from the Adoma. The other way around, you're not yotze. If you make a bracha on a banana, Bari Pri Adoma, then you're not yotze. So how can you tell me that what? That when I have a eitz and a hadoma, there's no one bracha that fits for both. Maybe. There is. Maybe I should make one hadoma, and that will now cover everything. Says Rashi, no. Hani mili, that's only true when I've got chad min. I've got one min. I've got in front of me an apple. V'to'o, and I made a mistake. U'birech oleho bori priu hadoma. So I'll say, listen, Bari Pri Adoma, b'di'eved can help for your single min, even though it really grows on a tree, because ultimately it comes from the ground. However, aval tznoin, a radish, for example, v'zayis, u'bireich al hatznoin, if you made a bracha on the radish, loy niftar zayis. So note, Rav Menachem, you threw in a word and you said b'dievet. That's not what Rashi says. Rashi does not say the differences between b'dievet and mechatchila. The difference is it one species or two? If I've only got one solitary item in front of me, a fruit, I've got an apple in front of me, so the bracha obviously should be Bari Pri Adoma. And if I make or adoma, that's also okay. But if that very same apple is in front of me, and I've also got a radish, and I made the hadoma on the radish, then even b'dieved, that's not the difference, even b'dieved, even after the event, I've already made a hadoma, so let that cover the apple as well? No. It only covers it if it's one min, and it was that min that I made a brocha on. I accidentally made the wrong brocha. It's supposed to be, it's a made a hadoma, I say, fine, I'll let it go past. But if I made a bracha or adoma on the tznoin, no way in the world will that cover the apple, and I've definitely got to make two brachas, in which case that's nothing to do with the machlokes between the chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. And that's what the Gemara means. When is there a machlokes when all of the species are one bracha? So if it's one bracha, the halacha is either shivas aminim or chaviv. But if it's different brachas, I've definitely got to make two brachas. Ah, we know that hadoma can work. It can work for one species. If I made a bracha on this apple or hadoma, if I made it on its neighboring radish, it's not going to cover the apple. I've definitely got to make two brachas. What's the order of the brachas? That's not our discussion, but I've got to make two brachas. Okay, we'll hold it over here. The aim of the game is we should work our way down the Amud, quite far down. And we'll see the beginning of the Sefer as well. There'll be a Rosh that we'll see this.